This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, we thought this was coming. Headline news, quote, New York City Mayor de Blasio orders kids, that's their word, kids, over five to show proof of double vaccination for indoor activities and mandates shots for all private sector workers by December 27 in preemptive strike against Omicron COVID variant, end quote. So what this is saying is the mayor of New York City is saying y'all will get vaccinated. Private sector, public sector, everybody. And this is vaccine mandate for all private sector workers. Vaccine proof for indoor dining, fitness, and entertainment required for children ages 5 to 11. And the program now requires two vaccine doses. It used to be one. So that's what's happening in New York City. And what we've been talking about with Amit and Dr. Shealy is, let me just say it very simply. Wealth or money is in the cities. Security is in the countryside. Okay? There's not a lot of wealth in the countryside where I live. And the wealth is in the cities. But the security is in the countryside. So, as Amit was saying, during the first Great Depression, of which this is number two, this is the second Great Depression that we're in right now. During the first one, people who lived in the country were so poor they didn't even know there was a depression. Is that what you were saying, Amit?
Exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, and you're right.
Could I make more comments?
You're right, but when I said 2 years, if I said 5 years, people would say, I can't do it. I can't
do it. Yes. That's what reality is.
So they give up. And frankly, Dr. Shealy and I have been working at this for all of our lives, preparing. And for me, it's about 70 years. For Dr. Shealy, it's a little more than 70 years that you've been preparing and learning how to prepare. It is not something that just comes naturally. It comes from trial and error, reading, study, looking at the mistakes that others have made and trying not to make them yourselves. Is that right, Dr. Shealy?
Yep. That is correct.
Okay. So back to Amit's magnesium. Dr. Shealy, I've got to agree with him. I take a magnesium spray every single day. Mrs. Fennelli does. We don't want to be without it, so we have it.
You remember, statistically speaking, our study shows that magnesium by mouth is a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not absorbed well. It's only good if you give enough to cause the laxity. But the spray or the lotion is absorbed well through the skin. And interestingly, when you use the lotion every day for at least a month, it raises your DHEA, the antistress hormone, a whopping 60%.
Well, we use it every day. I like the spray the best. Now, does the spray have the same results with DHEA as the lotion or not?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Okay, autogenic training, putting your mind in kind of like park and resting the mind. How important is that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it's the single best training for the brain for detachment, anxiety, et cetera, that I know.
Okay. And Amit was talking about kind of like if you can't fix it, these are not his words, but I'm just paraphrasing. If you can't fix it, why are we worrying about it? And I was talking to one of our neighbors who was absolutely outraged at the kind of things that the plagiarist is doing and the trampling on the Constitution and the making up the rules and changing them. And she's, you know, writing letters. And I said to her, look, you're going to kill yourself. You're going to kill yourself trying to fix something that you get. It really doesn't matter. Your voice, your opinion, I'm sorry to say, doesn't matter. Nobody's paying attention to us. Nobody's paying attention to us. So forget it. You know, prepare, plan for your family, enjoy your time, do things that you want to do, rather than try to fight something that can't be won. Dr. Shuler, your comments.
I agree. If you can't fix it, don't waste your energy and life over it.
Back to you, Amit.
Detach.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to make a couple of additional comments. The first is that Dr. Shuler has been maintaining that virtually nothing in the public news domain is to be trusted. And I take that concept to that children's comedy movie, Arnie Scared Stupid. So I think people who have been college educated, living an urban or suburban life, comfortable, licensed, certified, so on and so forth, just cannot believe that the system is set up against them. And I think a very good example is that they are not even concerned about what are all of the ingredients in that vaccine. I call it GMI, that is genetic manipulation injection. So I know the legal setup that as long as the emergency use authorization, that is EUA, is maintained, the manufacturer is not required to disclose all of the ingredients, let alone, of course, they are not required even to include their own intended design of the GMI, that is what ingredient is supposed to do what. So that is first part. And second is that they are not required to even put a package insert with the vials. And I have downloaded both Pfizer and Moderna package inserts. So I think on page 7 or 8, it even says that benefits and risks are unknown. And I should say that I even asked my family just to read that bullet item, the fourth bullet, that is benefit and risks are unknown. Even then, nobody bothers to see that page or see that bullet. And my last idea is that I don't have public health data, but I'm of the firm conviction that homeless all around the world are still having the same health issues or disease issues, and they are in violation of every local government directive that have 6 feet and mask and this and that. So how come they are surviving? Had it been true, all of these homeless encampments would have been empty. That is, they are either sick or dead or hospital or something like that. But they don't have any unusual health or sickness pattern. So that's all I have to say. So I think...
Before you go, Amit, you mentioned the homeless, and they don't seem to be suffering worse than anyone else. And if you look at the homeless, based on the images that we have in our mind from the media, these are people who are unkempt, dirty, haven't bathed, you know, as most people would like to. They're eating out of trash cans. So they're eating rotten food. They're not getting vitamins, minerals, supplements. They're not getting good water. They live in the city. They sleep on the street. They pee on themselves and they pee on each other. It's like the worst possible conditions. And they're doing about this. Their health is about the same as everybody else who in the world of COVID. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, they would have disappeared or maybe in hospital or dead or something like that. But I think that problem or that pattern still exists maybe everywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it seems right to me. So I guess what we're saying is the group that is not taking the vaccines, they're trying to make sure that we're so small that they'll say there won't be any comparison. They'll just say, well, here are the results. COVID's been killing us. And because there's no control group, we can't say that the vaccine was either killing people or saving people. And it seems like that's what they're trying to push for, so that we can't tell that the vaccines are killing people. Do you agree with that?
I think I lost the train of thoughts you were presenting.
I've been training under Joe Biden to speak with the same amount of intellect that he has. What I'm saying is, if there's no control group, we will not be able to tell whether the vaccine has been killing people or saving people.
Exactly. I think there has been a cartoon that lab rats are talking to each other. Have you taken the jab? So the other one says, no, the human trial is still not over. So I'm waiting for that human trial to be over. So I think Dr. Shiri said that nothing in public domain is virtually to be trusted, because every data, at least medically usable, is really very vague or incomplete.
All right. Well, here's a question I have for you, Emmett, since you are a researcher extraordinaire. So the swine flu materialized around 1971, and there were 26 or so deaths that occurred, and that campaign was stopped. Of 50 million had been vaccinated for the swine flu, but 26 people died, and they shut it down. Now, that being the case, that swine flu is the event that brought Dr. Anthony Fauci onto the scene. And the next thing that happened was HIV and AIDS. Then they arrived. Do you remember it that well? Has your research brought you to that point?
Yeah, as I told you, I'm a first nation immigrant, so I only came in 1980, but I have read that history that Dr. Fauci introduced the AIDS and HIV affair to this country. So that's how I see that, yes.
Yeah, and so now he's saying, oh yeah, you think that was great, where do you see my new one, right? COVID. Dr. Shuley, any comments?
I agree with everything you said. That's all. What else can I say?
Okay. So here's my... Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
man. Yeah, that's my impression as a lay person, as a non-healthcare worker, a non-healthcare licensed professional. I say that I'm just alive. My brain is working. My lips are working. That's my only health qualification. So I think that disease is real. And I think it attacks on certain latent situations. That is, if we have any tendency for breathing issues or diabetes or something like that, it sort of exacerbates that and makes us leave this world or get sick. But the epidemic is definitely not there, and the GMI is really witch's brew. That's all I would say.
Amit, I have one further question for you. Can you hold through the break?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Noam Scheele is with us, class, and if you'd like to contact his office, it's 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. Website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Amit's with us in Massachusetts. Amit, my question is, I believe you mentioned that you're a first-generation immigrant to the United States. I'm glad you're here. Welcome. It's certainly delightful having you here with us. When you think and you speak, do you, because obviously you speak multiple languages, do you think in your native language and then translate to English and then back and forth, or do you think in English when you're speaking with someone in English?
I think I have answered this question before. Maybe that was in maybe first 5 or 10 years of my education or knowing English. But I think maybe for the last 15, 20 years, I just think in English. And what happens in India, partly because of the British rule history, is that all technical, medical, management, accounting, education is in English, and English language like McGraw-Hill, Pentisol, and those books are textbooks. So that's why we have a particular easy time with English, of course, a foreign language.
Okay, and my next question for you is, you mentioned we were discussing the countryside versus, in terms of people who were in the countryside during the first Great Depression didn't realize that there was really a depression because they were poor to begin with, and losing things that, of great wealth when you're poor, you see them anyway. So are you considering moving to the countryside for safety as Dr. Scheele? I have.
I should say, hell bent on taking such a step, maybe for at least 5 years or so. But my spouse or family doesn't at all think like that. That, as you said very concisely, wealth is in city and security is in country. They don't subscribe to that at all. And I think the basic thought is that college educated, certified / licensed just cannot think what the system is actually doing. And the system is run by, as the American expression goes, lawmakers, the best lawmakers money can buy. So yeah. That's how I would put it. So I'm really stuck.
Yeah, I believe it was Mark Twain that says we've got the best Congress money can buy.
Yeah, no,
Will Rogers. Will Rogers, maybe. Yeah, Will Rogers. Yeah, two great orators and writers. Okay, Amit, thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to bring up with Dr. Shealy?
No, that's all at this time. And I'll just hang up with Dr. Shealy's final words. That is autogenic training and learning to let go on things we cannot do anything about.
Yeah. Good on you, mate, as our Australian friends would say.
Thank you, Dr. Shealy, and thank you, Vincent.
You're certainly welcome. Oh, thank you, Amit.
Okay, bye.
Amit is absolutely brilliant class. You should see the emails I get from him. Charles in Ohio, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope everyone's well and the class.
And, thank you.
And happy
thank you for your emails.
Happy belated birthday, too. and that's kind of what I wanted to call about longevity. We all use ourselves and the people we see closest to us as a milestone for achievements. Well, what I'm saying is a lot of people look around and say, oh, well, you're getting old, or think it at least. But in my mind, there's so much we can do, like I'm sure the doctor does, that can stave off the ravages of time, because it's not, I don't believe it's any one thing that kills us off. It's an accumulation of things. And so here recently we had the holidays, and like many others, I went to a family to enjoy the eating. And I hear we got the break coming up. So
yeah, we do. And I'm interested in what you've got to share with us, Charles. Charles is an instructor. He's in Ohio. He's a researcher extraordinaire. And Charles, thank you for your emails. I enjoy reading them, and I've got to agree with everything that you've said. And also, I follow your links and do the research as well. We'll be right back.
Was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Opinion host on CNN, Chris Cuomo, was suspended by the network for helping his then-governor brother dig up dirt on Andrew Cuomo's female accusers of sexual misconduct.
I understand why that was a problem for CNN. It will not happen again. It was a mistake.
Over the weekend, CNN fired Chris Cuomo for the same alleged misconduct of his own after an unidentified woman made a complaint against Chris. Pope Francis criticized European countries' response to migrants and asylum seekers during his visit to a refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos Sunday. Human lives, real people are at stake. Let us stop this shipwreck of civilization. End quote. Severe weather will be pelting some residents across the southern United States Monday. AccuWeather forecasters say the threat of severe weather is more reminiscent of springtime than early December and will return to portions of the country, including East Texas through western Tennessee. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Former Kansas Republican Senator Bob Dole, who overcame disabling war wounds and became the Republican presidential candidate in the late 1900s, died in his sleep Sunday. He was 98.
The Elizabeth Dole Foundation announcing Sunday morning that the former Republican U.S. Senator from Kansas and GOP presidential candidate Bob Dole died at the age of 98.
Tonight I stand before you, tested by adversity, made sensitive by hardship, a fighter by principle, and the most optimistic man in America.
Dole was President Gerald Ford's vice presidential nominee in 1976, and 20 years later clinched the Republican nomination for the presidency, was defeated by incumbent Bill Clinton.
I've never been prouder in my life than to have been the Republican nominee for President of the United States.
Writing in his memoir, One Soldier's Story, Dole said his experiences in World War II defined his life. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
About 35,000 years ago, when the first cave paintings were appearing and the time of the Neanderthals was coming to an end, Comet Leonard was the furthest point from Earth in its orbit. Monday morning, the comet's long journey into the inner solar system will have its closest approach to Earth, and it will be possible to observe it in the night sky. Ed Krupp, an astronomer at the Griffin Observatory in Los Angeles, California, says you may see it near the horizon when looking northeast from the United States. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Keep it. You've got your. Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Charles is with us in Ohio, calling in. Dr. Norm Shiela is with us. Charles, you're talking about increasing lifespan and longevity. Please continue with your questions for Dr. Shiela.
Yeah. What I was saying that recently at the holidays, my family knows my strange dietary habits that I reduced a lot amount of meat and that I consume, and so they always try and fix me something. So they thought to prepare me some fish. And that was good of them, but I think that the oceans are our sewers now, our toilet, and I basically stopped eating fish. But since it was a holiday, like a lot of people, I use it as an excuse for bad dietary habits and excess consumption. But a day or two after, I was having the next day I had some trouble swallowing, and I remembered that before my mother passed, she had trouble swallowing on occasion her pills and whatnot. And she, one of the things she liked was fish. And I brought this up to my sister, who is a nurse, and she said probably allergic. And it seemed to me that was an obvious answer, that it was a she said just throat would constrict and cause problems. And I think that was one of the things probably that contributed to the passing of my mother. And one of the things I enjoy about your show, you get warned about stuff, and getting warned is armed, and knowing, having the knowledge at least of what to look at is a big help. And it's no, I don't believe it's any one thing in most cases that kills people. It's just a slow accumulation. And when, especially when you sit down and accept a lot of these things that happen to us as aging, which is true, but it's avoidable aging. At least that's my opinion.
Dr. Sheila, your comments about avoiding aging by doing the wrong things, eating the wrong things, participating in risky behavior, etc. Your thoughts?
Well, 80% of the food available in this country is junk out of the grocery stores. But personally, I eat fish a minimum of 3 days a week, and have for most of my life. I think his sister might be right. He might be allergic to it, but I don't think that fish is any more poison than anything else today.
Dr. Chile, do you eat beef or beefalo raised from your farm?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. I eat beef and beefalo and chicken and turkey.
Mm-hmm. And of those who are buying commercially raised beef and chicken and turkey, which do you think would be the safest in terms of pesticide-free, injection-free?
Unless they know the source, they have no way of really knowing. I think most commercial in the grocery store chicken has been raised with poison.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't buy chicken in the grocery store. I like to get it from an independent marketer.
Here's something, Charles, that you might have not heard me say. When I lived in Virginia, I learned that cattle farmers were buying chicken manure and combining it with shredded newspaper to feed cows, because the newspaper had some bulk to it and the chicken manure had a little bit of leftover protein in it. Have you heard that, Charles, in your studies or read it?
Oh yeah, that's exactly the kind of thing that stopped me from eating meat. I'm not opposed to the meat so much. I feel for cattle, but I think it's mostly raised in humane ways or partially. But it's those kind of practices, hearing about them, are the thing that made me want to avoid the stuff that comes from the local supermarket. And it's the thing of, I'm sure not all fish is bad, but it's like everything, there's detail, so it depends on where you get it from, who you got it from, and what type fish it is. I don't want to paint it with any broad brush. What I was eating was salmon, and I know, like I say, you hear about Fukushima, and that just, I take it as a warning.
And Charles, is this lifestyle way of thinking, is this something that you learned as a Marine, or is this something that you've developed, supplemented your training as a Marine in elementary and high school, etc., your studies?
For me, where it all comes back to is I remember sitting at the knee of my grandmother and her saying that if she knew she was going to live that long, she would have took better care of herself.
She must have been a Yankees fan, because Mickey Mantle said that too.
Well, I mean, I it's probably something that most of us realize once we get to a certain age.
Yeah.
How old are you, Charles?
I'm 64. I'll be
65. Well, I call that a teenager.
Well, I like I say, that was the point I was trying to bring up, that individuals, I know that I could, if yourself and Vincent were here in the city, we could run into a lot of people that we'd be shocked at how they're bent over, and they'd be telling us how they'd be explaining their health problems to us, and they'd be amazed at our age that we had lived so long. But, I mean, once you're in the city here and you're using a bunch of sick people to compare your health to, you're willing to accept all these little maladies. And, again, from me, something that you just mentioned, what's eating us and our health is what we're eating. We usually put the problem in our own mouth.
So, Charles, I'm trying to understand what you're saying. Are you saying that because there's so many people in the city, the density is so great that you can look left, right, forward, backward, and you can see people having problems before they should be having those problems, and you just say, well, you know, I'm X age, and they're about the same age, they're having the same problems, so this all must be normal and due to just the aging process, when the aging process is being accelerated by eating the wrong things, breathing bad air, and drinking bad water. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, and the lifestyle living in, like you say, the densely populated city can tend to make you lazy to where you don't get up and walk distances and do work.
Dr. Sheila, your comments.
Well, we know that the average American dies at age 79, and that is because of poor health habits. They should live an average of 99 to 100 years if you've got good health habits.
Do you have a feel for what the maximum age a person could reach doing almost everything right, Dr. Sheely?
Well, I think past 100 is minimum. That's my goal. You know, I believe if you do things to extend your telomeres, that we could live 120 to 150 years.
Okay, so how much of that equation, eating right, exercising, you know, staying away from electromagnetic dangers, pollutants in the air, pollutants in the food, chemicals in the food, toxins in the food, and adding to that a sense of purpose. How much of the equation is a sense of purpose?
I think that's at least 90%.
Well, the reason I ask is you go to work. And you don't have to. You don't have to. You could hang out on the farm and talk to the animals and, you know, do that, those kinds of things, those wonderful kinds of things. But not only do you do that, and not only do you garden, you're on the radio, you're writing books, and you are in clinic treating people at age
89.
Yeah. I would venture from my research and experience that you're in the top 0.1% at least in terms of, in terms of accomplishments, you'd be at the top. Everybody else would be down from you. Everybody. But in terms of, you know, going to work on a daily basis, those kinds of things in medical practice, you've got to be in the top 0.1% or the top 0.01%. Would that be fair to say, Dr. Sheely?
I suspect most doctors retire long. I'm going to look it up sometime, but I suspect most doctors retire by 70 or 75 at the latest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so sense of purpose is a big deal. Charles, any thoughts?
There was something else I wanted to mention. They've done studies on longevity of long-lived cultures, and they've gone around the Earth. But some of the longer ones they learned are living in the remote mountain areas, and they looked at it to try and discover why they were living, had such good health and lived long and were working every day, climbing mountains. But one of the things they discovered was that the melt water from glaciers at that higher altitude were depleted in the deuterium. And the deuterium is a ion of hydrogen that has an extra neutron, and it's the element on the elemental table is twice as heavy because of the extra neutron. And I guess some scientist, Paul Boyd from UCLA, he discovered that there's an ATP at the end of the DNA that works like it's similar to a mechanical nanomotor. And they believe that that people who consume regular water at sea level are getting a higher doses of deuterium, and the people at the high altitude are getting a decreased amount of deuterium, and it contributes to their longevity because of the lack. Because they've done a ton of studies with deuterium depleted water, and they know that plants grow faster, and the health of animals is greatly increased by a slight decrease in the amount of deuterium in water. And I hear we got a break.
This is really fascinating. I'd love to hear Dr. Shula's comments about deuterium heavy water when we come back. Charles is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTac Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Charles brought up deuterium water, and there's normal water, and then there's heavy water, and the Nazis were trying to make atomic weapons using heavy water toward the end of World War II. And Charles is bringing up the point that deuterium water, or partially deuterium water mixed with regular water, can be really dangerous to your health. And the symbol for water is H2O. The symbol for deuterium water is D, as in David, 2O. Dr. Shilley, any thoughts about deuterium in the deuterium water, heavy water?
Well, it's interesting because some people say it has health benefits by slowing down cancer, especially. But I've never studied it. You know, deuterium is less than 1% of normal. It is rare, and I personally have never studied it enough to find out it has any health benefits. So I can't.
Charles, have you experimented with deuterium water? Have you frozen water to try to remove the deuterium? Because deuterium water freezes at a slightly different temperature from normal water, and they can mix together, but one will freeze faster than the other. Have you done anything with that or researched that?
Yeah, I did see in the information that they do say that I didn't see the freezing temperature, but I've seen the fact that it sinks. The ice cubes made of deuterium will sink rather than float like regular water. But some other things, I guess once they discovered this, they looked at the population in Siberia had a highly elevated number of centenarians, and they attributed this to part of it. And they discovered, but I guess there was a level 6 nuclear disaster in the Ukraine, and it was at the time of the writing of this article, it was the third largest nuclear disaster. And they took and fed the numerical water to the some of the victims of this disaster, and I guess they had several of them survived that they were expecting to pass from their exposure. And it wasn't until after the Soviet Union fell that they declassified the information about this disaster. And there was another...
Charles, this is something that we should do a class on. If you If you have more research and you'd like to come on and share that with us, that'd be wonderful. What are your thoughts?
I'd be happy to.
Yeah, okay. I know work is, you know, your work schedule is difficult to make all this happen, but just let me know, okay? I had something that I wanted to bring up, and you're certainly welcome to participate in this discussion. Dr. Shealy, you know, there are all kinds of treatments for COVID. And, you know, there's D3, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. What about nebulized hydrogen peroxide? That's hydrogen and oxygen.
Yeah, I have the foggiest idea. I've never looked it up.
Okay. I was just wondering, class, don't go off and do this, okay? Now, don't believe anything that I say. I was just wondering, it seems that it can damage tissue in a great concentration, but I was just wondering, a very, very dilute solution of hydrogen peroxide through a nebulizer to kill pathogens in the lungs. There was something else, Dr. Shealy. You had mentioned that masks are something that are really not 100% adequate for, I'm paraphrasing, I'm not trying to use your words, but in preventing COVID. And it seems that the virus size is way smaller than the size of bacteria. So bacteria could be caught in a mask where a virus can go right through the mask. Is that correct?
As far as I know, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And would this vaccination be considered gene therapy?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. And my last question has been really bothering me. It's actually obvious, that there is a massive orchestrated propaganda campaign with the media, the government, local, county, state, feds, and some doctors advocating get the vaccine. It seems like it's a massive campaign unlike any that I've ever seen in my entire life. Is that just my imagination running wild, or do you think that this really is a massive campaign to get us all injected?
The whole thing is fake.
Charles, any last comments?
Yeah, I think what you said is very important, and the hydrogen peroxide can be used in a neti pot. They say that's one of the most important things for sterilizing and sanitizing your nasal passages during this pandemic.
Very good. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much. I'll see you next Monday. Charles,
just
feel free to call in. Yes.
In cancer, low deuterium is
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.